Most travelers entering Alaska during the COVID-19 pandemic are asked to provide some basic information. Their name, recent travel history, and the physical address where they'll spend the next 2 weeks in quarantine in case they're infected with the coronavirus. But elected officials here in Ketchikan have some questions on who can access this information. Here's City Councilmember Emily Chappell last Thursday.
Just from a legal standpoint, if we ever were to pursue enforcement, having a mechanism to prove that they were supposed to be under quarantine and then therefore weren't, that would be something solid.
City Attorney Mitch Siever says it's not clear, and that's a concern.
Because frankly, it's rather nonsensical if we don't know who the people are who are supposed to be following these rules.
So far, Siever says state officials have declined to share that information with the city, citing medical privacy laws. A spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services didn't immediately respond to questions why. Chappell said she doesn't necessarily think the city should automatically prosecute offenders.
That being said, I think we do need a paper trail and something to protect our community if we did need to walk down that road.
She suggested that the city could pursue civil rather than criminal penalties. Governor Mike Dunleavy told reporters last week that he's asking Alaskans to voluntarily comply with the state's 15 mandates. He said he doesn't want to use a, quote, heavy hand, unquote, for enforcement. And he said he's satisfied with the level of compliance so far. In other business, the council unanimously supported rolling back a planned property tax hike. The increase would have cost owners of a property assessed at $250,000 an extra $125,000. The city had planned to raise the property tax rate by half a mil in July, but Ketchikan City Manager Carl Amelon told the council that the coronavirus and the associated drop in cruise ship tourism had changed the city's calculus.
Given the hardships that residents are under right now, I just think it's the right thing to do.
Amelon said nixing the tax hike would provide some relief to residents anticipating a lean visitor season. The council voted unanimously to keep the property tax rate at 6.6 mils. The move is forecast to increase the city's $2.5 million general fund deficit by more than $400,000. City officials say the shortfall could be offset by the city's hiring freeze and other cost-cutting measures. But even then, Ketchikan city government is forecast to end the year with around $3.5 million in cash savings. That's about 15% of the city's annual expenditures. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.